Please note, this podcast earns the explicit label. Lots of profanity and adult language ahead. Hello, and welcome to episode number 007 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. I am your hostess, the Fountain of Filth. The show's website is luckynerd.com/Devo. You can email me at fof@luckynerd.com. This podcast comes to you on the first day of snowfall for this month at my house. I have been looking forward to this since the unbearably hot July we had. This will be my last show for this year, as I can't do more than 2 podcasts per month without work suffering. This episode's theme is Devo songs that have touched my soul. Devo's my favorite band because their music is a part of me. Why? I don't know for sure. Maybe it's because my folks started dating right around the time of the Kent State shootings. Maybe it's because I was born during the hardcore era. Or maybe it's because my love of Devo has led me both to my soulmate and to a very dear friend. Devo's lyrical observations are both universal and specific. They tap into raw human emotions so well that you really do think they're speaking directly to you. That's my litmus test for good songwriting, and Devo's always passed it with flying colors. Or it's all that and more. The songs in today's podcast are in random order. This podcast goes to 11, featuring 7 tracks from Boogie Boy's Basement. For this episode only, I'm adding 2 more songs to my favorite 5. It was hard to only include 1 song from Shout, Smooth Noodle Maps, and Total Devo, but there was no way around including 2 songs from Oh No, It's Devo and 3 songs from Hardcore 2. The first of Fountain of Filth's favorite 7 is my namesake song, Fountain of Filth. About 99% of the reason I decided to choose Fountain of Filth as a handle is because of this particular performance at the Universal Amphitheater on January 21st, 1999. This is the only Devo show my husband's been to, though he wouldn't become my husband for another year, after giving me an energy dome in 2000 for my 25th birthday. We lived in a tiny apartment with 5 cats roughly a mile away from Universal around this time. When I heard the starting of this song at the encore, I moved up to the empty seats in front of us to dance, utterly thrilled and giddy that Devo chose the song for the encore. Hearing Fountain of Filth live was damn near orgasmic, and I'm so glad I now have a recording of that experience. Thanks again to the guys at Boogie Boy's Basement for doing such a great service for Devo fans. Gerald V. Caselli's chat with the crowd contains flashbacks to Now It Can Be Told, and his recollections about 1981 are quite amusing.
Here's a song none of you will remember. It's dedicated to Linda Tripp. We'll be right back. You know, it's 1999. And I remember a song, Party Like It's 1999. You know, there were much better years for parties than 1999. We'd rather party like it's 1981. That's when you can rock parts without an ATEX. That's when the blow wasn't cut. That's when people can still come without getting put in jail.
Second is the second of Fountain of Filth's favorite seven, as well as my second favorite Devo song ever, Smart Patrol, Mr. DNA. I first heard this song in 1987 on good old KROQ, the only radio station in Southern California who would play Devo in 1987, during one of their flashback weekends. The Mini Moog in the song completely entranced me. What the hell kind of keyboard makes that kind of noise? It sounded like a video game, but warmer. 9 years later, I met my husband and was introduced to the world of vintage analog synthesizers. Kevin is extremely fucking talented at restoring analog synths, especially Mini Moogs. He's restored over 400 of them for all sorts of people, including Devo. I'm playing the live version of Smart Patrol Mr. DNA from the August 4th, 2005 performance at the House of Blues in Downtown Disney on this podcast because this is the first time I saw Mark use his Mini Moogs after Kevin restored them. I love the way Mark plays the Mini in this song. Lots of modulation and glide, two things Minis do oh so fucking well.
We'll be right back.
Fountain of Filth's favorite seven is Uncontrollable Urge. I forgot to say the name of it when I played the song on the first episode. I'm playing this ode to masturbation because I believe Jocelyn Lynn Elders was right, and I think it was bullshit that she was forced to resign for daring to suggest that masturbation is a good thing. Masturbation rules, rocks, and kicks ass, okay? Listen up, Cowboy George, Master and Commander, and all your dominionist minions. Preaching abstinence isn't going to work unless you give people a positive, guilt-free outlet for those uncontrollable urges. This version is from my first Devo concert ever, one of the Lollapalooza 1996 shows. As I mentioned last time, I'm not fond of people slamming to the song when it's played live, unless they've got their own pit far away from those who don't want to slam. The Combo DNA version of The Fourth Dimension is the fourth song for this episode of Positive Mutations. I love this song because, like Don't Rescue Me, it reminds me of the summer I was 20. I got an AOL account, found their Devo message board, started lapping up Devo again after not listening to them much for a couple of years, ended a really bad relationship, and made plans to transfer to another college in North State as had grown weary of Southern California. Ironically, I'd returned to Southern California only a few short months after I'd left, when I decided to quit school and move in with Kevin. I enjoyed spending most of my 20s in the San Fernando Valley. It offered great food and some interesting jobs that allowed me to use public transportation. It also instilled a desire in me not to spend my 30s there. Fourth Dimension is my favorite song from Shout. I didn't recognize the Day Tripper quote found in the album version until months after I heard the Easy version. I don't know why it took me ages to notice that, as I grew up listening to the Beatles thanks to my baby boomer parents. I'm working on a book that I've tentatively titled Somewhere in the Fourth Dimension because I imagine the Easy version of the song playing during the first part of the intro. You can find that work in progress on my Blogspot page, fountainoffilth.blogspot.com.
Thank you.
fourth of Fountain of Filth's favorite seven is Stuck in a Loop from Smooth Noodle Maps. This song really speaks to my soul, and I really identify with it. Well, I feel that way about When We Do It as well, but I've already played that song in a previous podcast, and I don't have another version to play. Breaking out of loops one's been stuck in is not easy. Giving the past a slip is quite an involved process sometimes, but it's sweet deep inside without a doubt. It definitely takes the triumph of the will to look for new traditions that will enable us to evolve, not de-evolve. Next, we have the first of two songs from the Oh No It's Demo CD, and another song that speaks directly to my soul, Out of Sync. I'm definitely a break in the line in a whole lot of ways. I refuse to become yet another nauseatingly vanilla, heterosexual, native Southern California woman of Mexican descent who lives out her adult life, raising a couple of kids, while married to someone of the same race and religion, socking away her insecurities into the next generation, expecting them to be everything she wanted to be and more, but gave up when the stick turn blue. I'm perfectly content to lay a million eggs that die on a path worthy of old Lady Winchester's place. It's bitchin' being nonconformist, but as rule number one clearly dictates, living right isn't fun. It's certainly more rewarding than trying to fit a square peg into my round hole, that's for sure. Here's a 21st century version of a beloved Devo song, Through Being Cool by Devo 2.0. I like this version because Devo kept the spirit of the original tune while eliminating the violent sentiment. There are few messages more important in this day and age than teaching kids that nonconformity is a valid option. This song reminds me of Ralph Waldo Emerson's essay, Self-Reliance, a must-read for all young alien types who are through being cool.
With
you might need a
Fifth of Fountain of Filth's favorite seven for tonight is Baby Doll, taken from Now It Can Be Told. Baby Doll is Total Devo's opening song, and it's been a favorite ever since the first time I heard it. This song touches the very same place in my soul that Jihad Jerry's He's Always There does. I'd love to hear the song live, but I doubt that'll ever happen. Then again, who would have ever thought that Devo would play Wiggly World, Going Under, Peekaboo, or Secret Agent Man live in the 21st century? I think the song's tale of unrequited love is the girl you want of the late 80s. Quite ironically, the song inspired the first Devo-related nickname I ever got from a fellow spud. Sixth of Fountain of Filth's favorite seven for tonight is Speed Racer, the second track from the Oh No It's Demo CD available from Boogie Boy's Basement. As I mentioned the last time I played this song, it's on my favorite Devo compilation, Devo's Greatest Misses. I adore the alternate Barbie doll lyrics in this version. According to my friend Tim, Devo used these lyrics live when he saw them during the Oh No It's Devo tour. This is another song that would be bitchin' and almost orgasmic to hear live, but I doubt I'll ever get that lucky. Speed Racer is, without a doubt, my absolute favorite fucking song on Oh No It's Devo, and I always grin when I hear this song.
And he drives real fast.
He's a speed racer and he drives real fast.
I drive real fast, I'm gonna last. I'm a big pirate and I like to steal.
He's a big pirate and he likes to steal.
He's a big pirate and he likes to steal. I like to steal and I like to kill.
The seventh song on Fountain of Filth's Favorite Seven for episode number 007 of Positive Mutations is Boogie Needs a Chick from Boogie Boy's Basement CD A001. As I mentioned in the first episode, I Need a Chick is my favorite Devo song. The first time I heard it, I immediately identified with the desire to be pleasured by someone who understands your potato. The rawness of the lyrics and that bold bass line went straight to my soul as well. I'm hesitant to agree there's nothing more spiritual than dog-style love, but there's definite truth to that statement, especially in reference to vanilla sex. This version has some elements that ended up on Jihad Jerry's version of his song. Pay close attention to the guitar. If you haven't gotten Jihad Jerry's album yet, ClubDevo.com now offers signed copies. I chopped off the end of this track as the synth droning on and on got a little old, even for someone that's used to hearing synths being tuned.
Bye.
The 11th and final song for this episode is I've Been Refused from the Techno Devo Show. Like the last song, this song shows the origins of Jihad Jerry's versions. Also, like the last song, when I heard it, I could identify with being refused by the object of one's affection. Hardcore 2 came into my life during a very unique and rather fitting time in my life. I like the Techno Devo stuff more than I thought I would, so I'll include other tracks in future podcasts. I love the way Mark screams the word cunt in this song. Another way I'm out of sync with most of my similarly gendered peers is the fact that I love the word cunt. Like all curse words, however, it has a proper time and place for usage. Thanks to Mechanical Man from the Boogie Boys Basement forums for letting me know that the repeated line at the beginning of the song is, "Now I wanna play for y'all." A mystery has been solved for me. Thanks again, Mechanical Man.
Everybody. I was that free. people. Y'all cut man in your corner now.
Testify.
Everybody, clear your minds.
Today is a very special day that deserves recognition. On December 16, 1961, in the state of Georgia, William Melvin Hicks was born. Bill grew up to be a comedian who had a very unique vision and a wicked sense of humor. He spoke the plain truth about a lot of things, which was a liability to him in the USA and an asset to him in the UK. Like too many others, he died before his time on February 26, 1994. To honor Bill on what would have been his 45th birthday, here's a short clip of him at the 1990 Adult Video Awards in Las Vegas. If you read Jihad Jerry's blog, this might remind you of something said in his last entry.
For those of you who don't know what to do in your room, because this is a very exciting facet of hotels now, Spectravision. Ooh.
You ever seen these things in Spectravision? They got first-run movies, and you buy the movies. Good deal, you bet. See what they got. Turner and Hooch. I fucking doubt it. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Thank you. No. Hold on. What's this? Sorority Pink. Underneath, it says adult entertainment. Well, goddamn it, I'm an adult. You ever seen one of these movies? It's a pornographic movie, but the pornography parts are cut out of it. Ah! Ah! That is a real frustrating fucking hour right there, I'm telling you, man. I know. Let's take a fuck film and take all the fucking out of it. What do you think, huh? We'll leave that witty dialogue and that intricate plot, and we'll cut out all the pussy shots. Who's in? I don't fucking get this, man. They got all these weird cuts where you don't see the woman at all, but what do they leave in? Oh, the guy's hairy ass. Ding, 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 wow, 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 ding, 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 wow, wow, wow. Housekeeping.
Oh, God damn it. Go away. I'm looking at a hairy bobbin man ass in here. Get the fuck out of here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What am I doing looking at a hairy bobbin man ass? When did a hairy bobbin man ass become adult entertainment in this country? Did I miss a meeting? I have to pay for these movies when I check out, you know? The guy at the front desk is going, so you're the guy that bought all them Harry Bob and Man-Ass movies. Hey, 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 that movie was called Pink Librarian, all right? If it had been called Harry Bob and Man-Ass, I'd have never bought that motherfucker, I swear. I've got a Harry Bob and Man-Ass. I could have looked at my own and saved $6, all right? You understand it's a porno movie without the sex in it. Do you get the frustration? They'll have a scene where the guy's sitting here like this, right? And the girl's here, and the girl's head goes down, 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 down. And what do they show? His face! I'm jacking off to a guy's face! What the fuck is this? Housekeeping, go away! They could be playing fucking Parcheesi down there. I want to see arcing ropes of jism hitting chins, folks. I want to see women licking up semen like kittens under a cow udder. It's not an adult feature unless at the end someone's gooey. I mean, come on.
And there you have it, episode number 007 of Positive Mutations, a Devo podcast. Yes, I've been saying 007 because I'm a Bond fan. I highly recommend Casino Royale. It's fucking amazing. By the way, I started writing notes for an erotica story involving a live Devo show, a spud boy, his real tomato, and the universal it. If there's any demand, I'll write it and devote a whole podcast episode to reading it. Special thanks, as always, to my husband Kevin for his support. Thanks also to my friend Tim and Boogie Boys Basement for the contributions to the show. Coming up in 2 weeks is Tenru's Second Guest podcast, which contains the original versions of songs that inspired some great Devo covers. It's a really awesome podcast, and let's hope we get more podcasts from Tenru in the future. Next year, I'll need at least 4 guest podcasts for the months of March, June, August, and November. Interested in putting one of those shows together? Email me at fof@luckynewer.com or send me a private message on the Boogie Boys Basement Forum. This is Fountain of Filth signing off, reminding you that the satisfied mind is satisfied.